This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. On New Year's Day, while most of us were watching football or recovering from the previous night's festivities, the USF Heard of Thunder marching band was making history over 4,000 miles from Tampa.
And they're making their very first appearance in London's New Year's Day parade. University of South Florida, Heard of Thunder marching band, directed by Matt McCutcheon.
The London Parade is one of the biggest in the world, with 10,000 participants marching in front of an estimated crowd of over 500,000 people. Band director Matthew McCutcheon says the atmosphere was electric.
When we were marching the parade, it was like being rock stars. The crowd is actually very, very close to you. And whenever we weren't playing, they were high-fiving the crowd. The crowd was cheering for everything we did.
What made it even more special was that the Herd was the featured band, the last ones to take the two-mile walk from Downing Street to Piccadilly Circus, Trafalgar Square, and then ending in Parliament Square. Junior mellophone player Samantha Snow says the energy of the crowd kept her going.
The fact that the people are standing so close to you and you can instantly see on their faces like what joy you're bringing to them because of your music, it was really nice. It was really touching.
The love wasn't limited to the musicians. McCutcheon says USF's costumed mascot got in on the act.
I guarantee you Rocky De Bull was the most photographed part of the parade. Young children, old men, you name it, everybody wanted a picture with Rocky.
Part of the reason for such adoration is because bands like the Herd are relatively unusual in Europe. There are military-type marching bands, McCutcheon says, but school groups performing choreographed routines aren't the norm. He says the students learned that when they were warming up for a promotional appearance in Trafalgar Square a few days before the parade.
We were just in a big semicircle playing to the back of a building, and we turned around, and all of a sudden there were 100, 150 people who had stopped and taking pictures and pointing at us, and it was great. And it was the first time I think the kids realized that this was something different.
The Heard of Thunder, a really hot marching band from the University of South Florida.
Sophomore saxophone player Raphael Corre welcomed the opportunity to make so many people happy.
With all those people cheering you on, performing for all these people and seeing all the sights and, you know, ending right in front of Parliament, and it's just, there's nothing like it. It's a trip of a lifetime.
McCutcheon praised his students as great ambassadors for USF, saying the biggest problem he faced during the week was one student oversleeping and being late for breakfast.
And if that's your worst problem you have on an international trip for a week, that's amazing.
And he even heard from a parade spectator who emailed him to thank the Herd for coming to England to play.
If he took the time to do that, I can only imagine how many other people were struck by the energy of the students and of the band. And I just think we were able to make a lot of connections, probably more than we even know about.
You can see videos of two of the Heard of Thunder's performances from the parade at the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.